What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Forex Beginner Podcast. It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in with you. Hope you are doing well this week. Hope everything is good in your world. And if it's not, listen, God is for you. And anything made or designed to come against you, God already got it covered. You just keep enduring. You just keep moving forward. And I pray and believe that everything will be all right. Listen, on today's podcast episode, we're going to be kind of reacting to the interview that we released yesterday with Blake, who has funded $700,000 in trading capital. And he did this, he accomplished this all while still working his day job. All right. Now, of course, I know there are a lot of different opinions about being funded this amount of capital, being able to make 1-3% per month from that capital. Like if you do the math, if you make 1% from 700,000 in capital, that's about $7,000 per month you're taking, right? And if you go 2%, I mean, you just do the math, that's $14,000 per month, and so on and so forth. So that's a lot of money. You know what I mean? Just that $7,000 per month. I mean, you're talking like literally making almost six figures a year. You know what I mean? And so to still work a job, I know that that creates a bit of commotion, and some people are like, no way that I would still be working a job. But I do want to talk about this a little bit more. I do want to kind of bring this topic up and have a discussion and just share my point of view on this whole topic. All right. So, hey, buckle up your seatbelts, get ready, because we're about to get into it. And if you are thinking about trading and being able to get your skill set up so that you can replace your job, I think this will be a great conversation for you to consider as you continue to grow on your journey. All right, let's get into it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? You know who it is. It's your boy, it's your friend, it's your cousin, Calvin, the new trader, checking in. This is the Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing you that daily motivation and inspiration as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable trader in the Forex market. What's up, good people? What's up? What's up? What's up? So yesterday, we did an interview with Blake. Blake is a trader. He's been trading 10 years, going on 11 years now as we enter the new year. And Blake has a unique story. He has been delaying quitting his job where he's in advertising and marketing. And essentially he works from his computer, so he's able to still trade at the same time. And he's been holding on to his job for a while now. While he's been a profitable trader, he's managing about $700,000 in capital, and he's about to get back started and getting more capital this year in terms of trading. And so with that being said, his conversation really sparked up a commotion amongst different traders that heard the interview. And a lot of people are like, yo, Calvin, man, if I get funded $5,000, I'm quitting my job. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, you know, like my opinion is this, and this is what I want you guys to think about. Trading, it's very personal. Okay, which is why it's so attractive, because you literally have the power to make your situation, and you also have the power to break your situation, because trading is just that personal. Okay, if you're sick, something that's out of your control, and you miss trade setups, and all you do is trade, that's a part of your monthly income that you depend on that you're not going to be able to get. And then if you get emotional because you miss trades, because you're sick and you overslept, now you're putting yourself at jeopardy of taking big losses on your account or taking unnecessary losses on your account. And so these are like real things. Like it's easy to look at trading from a thinking standpoint, like you're thinking into the future and you're trying to plan it out. Like it's easy to say, hey, if I'm funded $700,000, I make 1% a month, that's $7,000. You know, If I can sustain that over 12 months and a year, you know, I'm making close to six figures, whatever the case may be. It's easy to like rationalize that and think about that, right? But what the hard part is actually doing that. Because when you're planning that out, you can't calculate the different things that life is going to throw in. You can't calculate somebody you love leaving this earth. You can't calculate somebody or your significant other walking out of your life and breaking your heart. You know what I mean? You can't calculate maybe having to move out of your comfort zone into a new place where you're uncomfortable and not being able to kind of get onto a routine for a while. There are so many different factors that you can't calculate into a plan that life throws at you that directly affects you, which will directly affect your trading. And so the reason I think it's super smart to hold on to your job as long as you can is because the job gives you some stability while you're building enough capital and enough confidence with that capital to overexceed your expenses at least for a year or two before you make that step to kind of walk away. And then by then you should be in such a groove at that point where you can start creating additional streams of income, whether it be through coaching, through mentoring, whether it be through starting a YouTube channel, starting a podcast, or maybe you have a passion and you want to start a business around that passion that has nothing to do with Forex. Now you're able to actually do that. And if you want to, you can move somewhere where it's little, like it costs little to nothing to live and to eat and to survive. So your money goes further. You know, I've interviewed some traders that do that. All right. They end up making trading a full-time gig and they are able to relocate to areas where the cost of living is significantly lower than where they are originally from. And that allows them the flexibility to make their income go a long ways. Okay. And so I think it's important to consider this. Trading is definitely a vehicle where you can change your life and you don't have to depend on a job. You don't have to depend on people to necessarily, you know, buy from you in order for you to make money in business. Trading is all about you and you can really exceed in it, but it takes a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. You guys been hearing me on this podcast all the time talk about my ups as well as talking about my downs. It takes a lot, man, to get to that point where you're doing what you need to do to consistently bring in income to overexceed your living expenses for you to finally be financially free. And also, it takes, like, what I really like about Blake is it's not the fact that he is keeping his job, right? That's a byproduct. Like, I think we're focusing on that part too much, that he's keeping his job, but he's making a good amount of money trading, right? Him keeping his job is a byproduct of who he is. And you heard me a lot in the interview yesterday. And if you haven't checked out the interview, definitely check out the interview yesterday. But you heard me a few times in the interview, stop the interview and just kind of just summarize what he's doing and just kind of give him credit. Like, yo, you're super wise. You're super smart. Like, you are super humble. And I think him doing that is just a representation of who he is. He's a diligent person. He's a grateful person. And he's a person that's managing the resources that God has given him the right way, because he's not going to step out and over leverage himself. He's going to take advantage of every opportunity he has right now to stack up money so that when he does walk away, which he said is going to be, you know, within the next year, he doesn't have to ever come back or look back. He can keep going and keep growing. And I think that's a big part of stepping out. So, hey, that's the conversation that I wanted to have. I just wanted to kind of just share my thoughts about the interview yesterday. What are some things that you think? And I want you to think about this. What are some things that you think you need to do to get yourself to a point where you can step out and be a full-time trader? So that can come back to as far as your development and your strategy. Your risk management, your discipline, your patience. That also goes back to as far as your lifestyle. Is your lifestyle currently too expensive? Do you need to bring that down? Because if you bring your lifestyle expenses down, now you have more room to operate and you don't have to make as much money to be able to become a full-time trader. All right. So what things do you need to do in that aspect? What expenses do you need to cut? And what things do you need to pay off in order to free up your monthly cash flow, right? And then what about your career or what about your business don't you like that you want to replace that with trading? Or is it just a sense of, hey, man, I just want to be a little bit more free and maybe put people in my business to be able to run my business? Or, hey, man, like I love my career field, but I would love to own it and start my own practice rather than working for somebody else, right? Think about those things and that will kind of give you a clear path as to what you need to start doing to get there. You know, because we all dream, you know, and we all hope and we all wish. But when it comes to really thinking and putting a pen to the paper and really thinking about logistically, how does this all play out? That's when we start making the necessary steps to move forward. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, the new trader. Listen, if you're ready to get your prop firm journey started, check out Blue Guardian, which is our recommended prop firm here on the Forex Beginner Podcast. You can hold during the news. You can hold over the weekend. You don't have to set a stop loss. Listen, if you're ready to get your prop firm journey started, there is one prop firm that we recommend, and that is Blue Guardian. And to get 10% off your next challenge, use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout, and you'll get 10% off your next challenge simply by using the coupon code NEWTRADER1. All right, so happy trading, stay safe, and remember, the best prop firm is the one that works best for you. Until next time, God bless you. I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to that bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying we all are going to be successful. Till next time, take care. Holla at you later. Peace.